Please rate, comment, and subscribe to OK Fair Enough with Sean and Charlie on iTunes. We are also available for download and streaming at www.okfairenoughpodcast.podbean.com. The show will no longer be available on Podomatic starting July 1st. We are also available on the Stitcher app. Please like us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/OK Fair Enough. Follow us on Twitter. Our Twitter handle is at OK Fair Enough Pod. And contact us by email at okfairenoughpodcast@gmail.com. Thank you and enjoy the show. Welcome to OK Fair Enough with Sean and Charlie. I'm Charlie. In this episode, we discuss toys. And this is the most fun episode we've done in a while. Sean and I agree that video games and real girl dolls are both toys, probably designed for adults. We don't know if real girl toys were designed for children. I'm terrified a realistic sex robot will actually end the human race. Mousetrap is an asshole. Yo-yos are still dope. It's just a fact of life, people. Yo-yos are awesome. And hey, guys, don't be shy. Contact the show. Ask us questions about the show. Ask us questions for 6 questions. Suggest episode topic ideas. Add to the conversation. We'd love to hear from you. You've already heard all our contact info. Here's our episode about toys. Thanks, guys. Enjoy the show.
No, I'm dead serious. I think sometimes some of the things that I say on this goddamn show could be considered like a fucking war crime.
Definitely sexual offense.
At a minimum.
At a minimum.
Probably all right. Fucking, oh god, raping people's ear holes all goddamn day.
Hey, they got an off button.
With my unique brand of smut.
All right, here we go. So, I assume since you are an adult, you were once a child.
I'm flattered you think I'm an adult.
Yeah, fair enough. Good call. Since you're still a child, yes, I assume you still play with toys.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not talking about the anal beads. No.
Sex toys. We'll get into that. No, I will say, as a dad, one thing that's really cool is getting to play with all of the vastly superior toys my children have access to than anything I had growing up. Like, my daughter, 1 year for Christmas, my daughter still believes in Santa because she's stupid and I'm a good liar. But 1 year for Christmas, I said, well, what do you want Santa to bring you, honey? And she made up this toy that does not exist. And it was, I want a remote control airplane that my My Little Ponies can get in and fly it around the house. And I want it to play music, any kind of music from anywhere in the world on voice command.
I think you mentioned this in our first
episode.
All right. Maybe the one that we never released. Maybe that was it. Oh, I know you've mentioned this to me before.
Yeah, we have a few episodes we never released and never will. We respect you guys too much for that. And I had to explain to her, well, honey, that's not how it works. Santa doesn't make that toy. And she goes, Santa can make any toy. What are you talking about? I'm just like, oh, God, I've made this guy into Jesus. But then I had to explain to her, like, patent law and that Santa doesn't actually – he can't afford research and development, so he pays Hasbro to design – these toys. Somehow he breaks even. I don't know how.
All I have to say is if Santa is like Jesus – I want all of my water turned to wine this suck.
That makes some interesting mac and cheese. What was your favorite toy growing up?
Oh, Legos.
Legos? No, really?
I had a big old like bucket, and I'd just dump them on the floor and go to town.
I never really saw you play with Legos.
Roll around and masturbate. I mean, what I would do was... No,
just... That... You know what's fucked up, though? I'm going to bet you that there's a Lego fetish on the internet.
Oh, I'm sure. Now, by the time I started masturbating, I was done with Legos. But
LegoPenetration.com. .gov.
You see some, like, 30-year-old man in his mother's basement, and he's building a dildo out of oh, no, it's like one of those machines. Like,
yeah.
You know how you get them?
Like, it can turn a crank, and it, like, shoves it spins, like, a Lego cock around and around and around.
He built a penguin with a gun. Dude, we could do that.
Okay, fair enough. is a part of Penguin Cock Productions. Jesus Christ, Penguin Cock.
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, I had a lot. I don't know, like, you've never seen me play with Legos?
That's crazy. I don't recall ever seeing you really play with toys. Mm. I mean, by the time I knew you, I think you guys had a Nintendo, and you tended to do that a lot.
Yeah.
Either that or me and your brother were just trying to be cool 12-year-olds and ignore you.
Yeah.
Because we're terrible people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When you're six, by the time I was 12, the greatest toy in the world I had found was my own dick.
Yeah.
And we're going to be covering masturbation in a few episodes, so that's going to get weird.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do video games count as a toy?
Yeah, I mean, did you... I'm confused, because I asked you that question, and you sent me the exact same question in your notes. Did you already have that?
Yeah.
That's crazy, because we both had the same question.
Well, there are only so many things you're going to talk about with toys. Yeah. If you brought up something fucking Sir Isaac Newton said about toys, and so did I, that would be weird, because I don't even know what an Isaac Newton is.
It's those little cakes.
You put a bunch of Isaacs in it. You stuff a bunch of Isaacs in a
Chris
cookie.
Isaac.
It's not a cookie, Mother. It's an Isaac Newton.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
I think video games are.
They have to be. They have to be. I mean, if you consider board games a toy, which I do, consider... Video games were designed for children. Now, well, you know what? Maybe they weren't designed for children.
Mm-hmm. Well, Pong was very racy when it first came out, so...
Well, did you see the titties, though, on that white line? Can you blame people for wanting to get in on that?
Mrs. Pac-Man, I had many dreams about that.
Oh, she gobbled up all kinds of my pack pellets.
My white ghost.
Yucky.
Oh, actually, they turn blue, right? They blink white. But anyway.
Well, no, they turn blue and then blink white. And that's very similar to what an ejaculation is when you're, you know, a child.
Absolutely.
You know, you have blue balls from a little Miss Pac-Man running around.
I have to say, though, if we do consider video games toys, I played with a lot of toys. And by played, I mean I play.
Still?
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, I've been playing video games pretty much since I
started.
Like my buddy Steve, I used to shit half the time. We didn't really have very many toys or like video games growing up. We had a Nintendo, and I think like for a while, like I was always behind. Like I didn't get a PlayStation 1 until PlayStation 2 I think
had come out. Yeah,
yeah, and I bought it myself with the money I earned working with the laying carpet or whatever.
Oh Jesus!
And then
you laid carpet for a while.
Yeah, I worked with Chris for a summer.
Really
doing that? Yeah, that was the worst fucking summer job I've ever had.
No wonder your knees are falling apart.
Well, I never actually did that kind of work. I never got into actually. I was bitch boy. Go grab this.
Yeah.
Hey, scrape this shit off the floor.
Yeah. Hey, go pick up this 150-pound thing over and over and over again.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, yeah, I mean, video games, it's...
What was your first video game system?
The one I remember playing, like...
Okay, yeah, the first one you ever remember playing.
Nintendo was, like, the first one. I never really got into Atari. Steve had one, but see, I always, like...
Well, by the time you were existing, that was, like...
Mario was...
That was an antique.
Absolutely.
Mario Brothers. I had a 2600 when I was a kid. Well, let me rephrase that. My brothers and sisters had a 2600, and then I was born when they were all, like... My youngest sister is 13 years older than me.
Yeah.
So I had a hand-me-down like Atari, and I remember all of my friends had Nintendo, and they would make fun of me for having an Atari. They're just like, "Hey Charlie, you want to play Super Mario Brothers? You can't. You only have Mario Brothers. Mm-hmm. You know, like, why don't you go home to your Air Raid and your Pitfall and your E.T. the video game, which is the worst video game of all time.
Right?
I've actually played it. We'll have to do an episode about video games specifically.
You brought up board games.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, but then I leapfrogged Nintendo, and then I got a Genesis in sixth grade. My parents went straight from here's a little bit of weed to here's hardcore heroin. there was no middle ground. It was just like, boom, go.
Started injecting it into your carotid.
Yeah. I boiled up the Genesis.
Genesis was fucking sweet. Like, I loved
when
that
first came
favorite.
Out.
Oh, even past PlayStation. Because, see, Genesis...
It was better than Super Nintendo. The games were better than Super Nintendo.
I don't know if I go that far. But see, but here's the thing.
Did you have Toe Jam and Earl for Super Nintendo?
I don't remember.
That's a big negatory there, buddy.
Okay, but anyway. See, I played RPGs.
Oh, so, well, okay, that, yeah.
Like, well, see, Super NES had, like, the Final Fantasy series, and it also had Chrono Trigger, which were, like, which is considered to be one of the greatest RPGs of all time by many people.
And the Sega Genesis had Phantasy Star, which was, like, the godfather
of... Phantasy Star is badass.
Is it?
Oh, absolutely.
See, I never got into the RPG games.
Shiny Force was probably the best Sega game.
I actually saw that recently. Matter of fact, let's go back to board games.
Yeah.
We could easily do a 45-minute episode, about video games alone. Maybe we'll come back to video games. We have plenty of time. But board games, did you have Mousetrap when you were a kid?
Oh, yeah.
Worst goddamn game ever.
Because you lose something within the first week of owning the fucking thing, and then it was useless from that point.
Not even that. It took 45 fucking minutes to set the goddamn thing up. I think I set up that goddamn Mousetrap about 4,000 times in my life. Now, ask me, how do you play the game of Mousetrap? Go ahead and ask me.
I don't fucking know.
I have no idea.
See, that game is built for the youngest children. And see, this is why. Because the youngest child of a group of a family is the most eager to play any game. So what they do is they come in 45 minutes early and set the thing up and like, hey, all right, let's play. And everybody's like, well, it's already set up. So yeah. I guess we can fucking play for half.
Right. But when you're a kid, I remember trying to set it up with my mother.
Yeah.
And, like, I might as well have been asking her, like, build me a Jeep out of spare fucking parts that you find laying around. Because there's just as good a likelihood of that succeeding as me and my mother figuring out how to set up Mousetrap. I think I only got that goddamn basket to fall, like, twice.
Basket.
Yeah, that was the that was the end of the Mousetrap, was the basket falling down onto the mouse. I don't know how the fuck the mouse got there. I don't remember how to play the game.
See, mine were... I loved Life. I played that a lot. Clue was fucking awesome.
I really like Clue. I play Clue with my kids. Clue is fun.
Yeah, Clue is like, and especially the movie.
I love the movie.
I fucking love the movie.
I love the movie.
But then Risk and Monopoly, those two games, when I would hang out with, I pretty much hung out with Steve my entire childhood.
Right.
And, his mom got married, and so her three boys... We'd always hang out with, well, actually the two older ones, but so it'd be the four of us, and it'd be like New Year's or some kind of holiday where we were all hanging out, and we would start playing at like 6 p.m., and the games would last like a weekend.
Oh, wow.
Like we had, I know we had Risk game that lasted 3 days.
Jesus.
Easily. Monopoly would sometimes go, 6 or 7 hours.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
Yeah, but Risk would.
Oh.
Unless I got knocked out early and I had to fucking watch for the next day and a half.
I can't tell you how many games of really, really drunken, fucked up Monopoly I played with your brother.
Did you like adjust the rules and like?
Oh, by the end of it, like we were exchanging favors for
marijuana. Yeah.
Well, not necessarily.
I'll give you Park Place for Dundee.
It was really more like, all right, look, let me go through. I'll give you $200. Tomorrow I'll catch you a buzz. And, and I'll go upstairs and get you your beer that you desperately want, but your legs don't work anymore. So, meaning I was that drunk.
Oh.
Like, I thought you meant
you would beat him into submission.
Oh, no. I thought you thought that I meant that I was in a wheelchair.
Poison.
Yeah, but no, it got to that, or, like, sometimes it was just like, okay, look. Hey, you can pass through without paying if you let me put a cigarette out on your arm. I mean, it never got to that. I only burn myself with things for the sake of art. Which, by the way, I gotta show this to you.
How bad has it got?
It hurts a lot. Actually, what hurts more than the burn is
your ego.
No, taking off the Band-Aid.
Oh, because why are you fucking taking it off then? I don't need to see it. You can show me later.
Okay.
Just take a picture of it or something when you change
it. Oh, I have a picture of it.
Oh, okay.
I sent it to you.
Oh, yeah, that one. Yeah.
It's all infected now with grubs and shit in it.
Yeah, you'd be all right.
Yeah. But I did mention earlier that children's toys are so much better than they were when we were kids.
Yeah.
Like you're lucky. You actually, when you were a child, had access to something called a super soaker. I didn't have access to one of those until I was 11 or 12. Mm-hmm. Until then, water guns were all these shitty plastic pistols you bought in the grocery store for $1. They leaked. You couldn't squirt them more than 10 feet.
You realize my parents were broke. Well,
I'm saying you had good money, but
yeah, but I never got any of them. That's like.
But you had friends that had them.
Not really.
No?
some, but a lot of the time it was, hey, dude, can I play with that? No, fuck you. Get your own.
Oh, that's mean. Well, right. Just so you know, Sean, Super Soakers have gotten even better.
I have my own Super Soaker.
Huh?
What?
You have a Super Soaker? Oh, hey.
Talking about my penis.
Dick jokes. Dick jokes, Sean. John, that's what we've. Sean. Sean, John.
Yeah.
God damn it. It sucks when two close friends of yours share, like, a name that's really similar.
No, no, no. That's why I call you Homo, so. I don't have I don't know anybody that has that name similar.
Yeah, luckily, no names rhyme with Charlie.
Now, there were some very weird toys growing up that...
Oh, Jesus.
Like, and these were more like novelties. But yeah. The one that always sticks out to me, and even when I was a kid and was still not quite a pervert yet. I mean, I was always a pervert, but not as bad as I am.
Right.
It's called a water snake, but it's that tube that's got water in it. It looks like you're masturbating when you're fucking shaking it back and forth. But it has that little hole in it, you know, because that's how it fucking slides.
Yeah, well, you and I were talking about that a few minutes ago. Yeah.
And just, you know, I'm almost like, man.
Yeah.
That's a pocket pussy waiting to happen.
Yeah, I know. It is.
Of course, if you can fit it in there. But
anyway. I can fit mine in there. Mine's pathetic. If you give me a fucking thimble with some petroleum jelly in it, I will have a nice time.
Oh, man.
That thimble won't, though.
Yeah. Ooh.
There was other just... And that's kind of a dumb toy, because what the fuck does it do?
Keeps you entertained for about 15 minutes.
It
makes you...
15 whole minutes?
It makes you buy it.
I guess.
That's literally...
It's just a dumb, cheap toy.
Your kid's walking around the store, he grabs it, he goes... Hey, look, Mommy, I want this. And you're too embarrassed to explain to him that he's basically jacking off in the aisle, so you buy it for him so you don't have to talk to him.
No, I'll teach you to jerk off correctly when we get home. We're not doing it here in front of Allah and everybody. Oh, yeah, I converted.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you told me that.
Yeah, sorry. I remember that there was this one toy, and I can't remember what the name of it was. But they were Transformers, but not like the Transformers we know of. They transformed into rocks? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Sounds familiar, but I don't...
But they're the dumbest fucking toys ever! The dumbest toys... And as a kid, I desperately wanted one because the TV told me I did.
No, of course.
But it was a robot that turned into a rock. I'm just a rock now.
Interesting.
Fucking...
If you were going to go from one thing to the next, like, The Rock would always be the beginning, not the end. That doesn't make any sense. Like, if you're going to transform from this to this, Rock would always go at the beginning.
Yeah. Never goes anywhere. It's never going to be like, all right, Rockformers or whatever the fuck they're called. I don't remember.
Unless you're
hide. And then I just sit there happily in my toy room. And I just watch my rocks hiding.
Unless you're
for
the
3 hours.
Being the Thing would be the only time being a rock would be awesome.
Being the Thing. Oh, the Thing. The Fantastic Four thing.
The Thing.
You think he comes gravel?
Her face is like riddled with holes. It looks like she just got hit with gunshot.
Like I think DMV would, I think Department of Transportation would really
this
like
is
to have
an
him.
Incredibly bad taste, but maybe that's what happened to Kurt Cobain.
Oh, Sean.
Courtney Love is actually the Thing. You can't refute that one.
I would say Snooki's the Thing, but she's too orange.
Oh, yeah, fair enough.
With old-timey toys, also dumb toys, like, you know that you're bored in the olden days.
Mm-hmm.
When the height of your day is when you got to push that hoop down the street with a stick.
Yeah, but some of the most simplistic things were awesome, like a yo-yo. I mean,
yo-yo was
fucking awesome. I got really good. I do like rock the cradle, walk, then sit there and fucking.
If I told you
spinning around and fucking shit.
If I told you that I could get within 3 feet of a yo-yo and not play with it, I would be lying.
Yeah,
I love yo-yos. I remember there was one I kept. The summer we moved from Jersey, I didn't know anybody. Mm-hmm. We moved July 4th, 1990, from Woodbridge, New Jersey to Louisa, Virginia. Talk about a fucking culture shock.
That's weird, because we moved in, like, I think it was September of the same year.
I remember, because Chris was the new kid at school.
Yeah, and you were, too.
Yeah. He was even newer than me. Like, I had been there for a month.
I'm established!
Well, I had figured out how to survive.
Yeah.
I felt like I was almost squatting at that school. Like, I don't belong here! I'm just here for now. Maybe we'll go back to Jersey. Nope. But I spent that whole summer learning how to yo-yo, and there was this one trick I desperately wanted to learn how to do, which was over the shoulder.
Boulder holder?
What's a boulder holder?
The over-the-shoulder boulder holder. You never heard of that before?
No. Is it a sex thing?
Nah, probably. I actually don't know what it is. I always think, every time I hear that, I think of that...
The over-the-shoulder boulder holder is when a guy rubs his dick against the nape of your neck.
That may be, when he puts his balls on your back.
Yeah.
Now, what's that thing about the sailor and he throws his dick over his shoulder? What the fuck is that?
That's probably an Eddie Murphy bit.
Oh, okay. It's like a limerick.
Oh.
Or not a limerick. What is it?
No, it would be a limerick. Continue. I guarantee it. it has to be a limerick. But, I spent, and the one trick I desperately wanted to learn was the over the shoulder boulder thrower holder. What the fuck is it called?
I don't know. I don't think that's a yo-yo trick.
But basically anyway. What it is, you throw the yo-yo down, and when you get it to come back up, you bring it back over behind your shoulder and out front, and then down and up. I could not do the trick without hitting myself in the back of the head every goddamn time.
Well, you also need, like, a decent yo-yo. You can't use, like, a regular one for a long
time. Well, you need a Dunkin' official yo-yo. Why would you buy anything else?
It had, like, a stop and shit like that. Yeah. And it had the catch and release, and you... That was, like, the most disturbing... Well, no, because, like, if you get a regular yo-yo where it's just a string on a spool, you can go up and down, and you can do a couple things.
Yeah.
But if that string gets fucked up and you try to take it apart and fix it yourself, and you get sad when it's broken.
Oh, yeah. No. Never. You learn that. I learned that quick where it's just like, man, this yo-yo ain't coming up when I want it to. Wonder why. Oh, here's what. Because my parents had fixed my yo-yos when I was little to always come back up on their own.
Oh.
And what you do is you take the loop out from around the axle, and you kind of the string kind of has an open loop at the bottom, and you take the end of the string and put it through that loop and cinch it to the axle, so it'll come back up every time. And I was like, oh, here's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody fucked up this yo-yo. It must not come ready-made. And I fucked up my first few yo-yos like that. But you use the yo-yo as is. I remembered, like, that summer, like, my what I really wanted more than anything was a Dunkin' brand butterfly yo-yo. Now, keep in mind, I'm 11 years old in 1990. I'm not 6 years old in 1930. So, you know, the yo-yo was actually, like, a weapon a couple thousand years ago. I want to say in Rome. A yo-yo was about the size of a dinner plate. I'm not making this shit up.
It's like you have your mental image of a guy like swinging around this little tiny disc, and then all of a sudden it expands the size of a dinner plate. It just fucks with your mind a little bit.
Yeah, it's like the size of a dinner plate, I think, or maybe a salad plate. I don't know. It's big. It's bigger than a Dunkin' yo-yo. And it's wrapped with leather, and apparently what they would do is they would just kind of sling it at you, and if they missed you, they'd pull it back, and they just keep doing that. It's kind of like a boomerang with a leash. Although... I've had boomerangs as a toy when I was a kid.
They never fucking worked?
Never came back. Mm-hmm. I lost so many boomerangs that way.
Yeah, throw it right.
Yeah, apparently. Apparently I was not doing that.
I mean, the boomerang...
Wait a minute, you mean I wasn't supposed to be kicking it?
I mean, it's about... Never mind, I'm not going to get into the physics of it. But anyway, that's just too boring. So there was just one... Do you remember Yak Backs?
But it was college. I was broke. You know, I had a bit of a codeine problem. Yeah. I had a lot of gack on my back.
I'm not talking about that reach around you gave that sailor on that one weekend trip to Virginia Beach.
That one weekend trip?
That's the only one I could.
That was a passionate love affair, son of a bitch. He still Facebooks me sometimes. Sends me pictures of his old gnarled navel dick.
There you
go. On.
He's got that tattoo on the side of his leg that kind of stretched out.
It looks like a fishing hook, but when it gets hard, it becomes an anchor.
No. Okay. Anyway, yak back.
And we've hit a new low.
It was
yak back or gack back?
It was yak back.
Okay.
Like you talk back. Like it was a recording device. It was in Home Alone. He had one in Home Alone.
Oh right.
He talking to that little stem.
And they
like
still
a
and I remember the commercial.
Yeah.
Like, hey, you can record people just like Kevin from Home Alone. They still run that commercial.
Oh, do they?
Yes.
I didn't think yak back was still around.
It is.
Is it?
Yeah.
Are you sure you're not just watching an old DVD of Home Alone?
Nope. And that's what it is? Nope. Nickelodeon.
Okay.
In front of God and everybody, they're still showing that goddamn commercial. That fucking Tootsie Roll Owl's been going on for 40 years. Somehow they're still moving goddamn Tootsie Rolls.
I have seen the Tootsie Roll recently. Yeah. That is a fairly old one. But yeah, anyway, there was this one time we had one, and we still bring it up. Chris had recorded. You'd had a reverse play.
Oh, so you could listen to it backwards?
Yeah, so, and we started putting, like, people's names into it.
Okay.
You know, you put Sean, and then we Narsh.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, there was one where my niece is Stephanie, or he would say, you know, he said Stephanie, and it came back Enafetz, and it was, for some reason at the time, it was the funniest fucking thing in the world.
Enafetz?
Enafetz. Yeah, it was...
That's actually pretty good.
So it's just like, we started Edith Fest. Like, for a while, that's all we called her. Like, we just started calling her Edith Fest.
That's okay. I have a niece named Emily, and when her brother was really, her little brother was really little, just learning how to read and write, he made a sign for his room and said, "No girls allowed, even Emily." Mm-hmm. But he spelled it the way it sounded. Emily. E-M-U-L-E. So for, to this day, she's still Emule.
Emule.
To this day, and I love Emule. And she actually listens to this show.
No.
This show
sounds like an awesome girl if she listens to the show.
I will say this. I know for a fact this show makes a difference because this show is the reason her boyfriend agreed to watch Star Wars for the first time.
Nice.
Now, personally, I think if she had found out it was his first time watching Star Wars, that she should have broke up with him. But
broke his penis, is that what you said?
I don't know what that girl does to a dick. Like, I don't imagine. No, I'm not gonna say that. That's the my brother's child. What is wrong with me?
You're horrible.
Did you hear, and this is something I read about, and this may be old information at this point. I don't know. This is something I read about years ago. There was a big toy boom in China in terms of the toy industry.
You're talking about lead-based paint?
No. I'm talking about access to, like, Hot Wheels sets and stuff.
Oh, you're saying that, like, the children didn't have access before, and now they do, kind of thing?
They have significantly more access. Okay. Because here's why. And like, you would see...
Well, it's because they realize they don't need any more doctors. So they're like, all right, we got to fuck enough. We'll wait until a couple of them die off before we start worrying about
it. I don't think China could possibly have enough doctors.
Yeah, they do have like a billion, three people. Billion, 1.3 million.
Yeah. Anyway. There's a lot of people.
A lot of fucking people.
I don't think they live very well, a lot of them.
Well, they just jump out the window and then get
caught in the Foxconn nets. Jesus. But there was this big toy boom there, and like companies like Hot Wheels and those guys, and Lego,
yeah,
and those guys, what they would market to the Chinese market here, it's like, hey, you can get this Lego playset, build the Batmobile. In China, it was build the Batmobile, the Batcave, the Joker Cave, the Penguin Cave. You
know, the Great Wall of China.
The Great Wall of China Cave. Batman fights the Great Wall of China. You know, that kind of shit. And these huge, elaborate sets. And the reason is because when it's the result of China having that one-child policy.
Yeah. So the kids were always like...
The one kid. And they're coming from families where there are five or six aunts and uncles, not counting their spouses.
Yeah.
And grandma and grandpa, you know, so they have families can chip in and buy the kid one big thing where that, as before, that wasn't really an option.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of neat how that affected the toy industry. Mm-hmm. You got anything else you want to bring up?
No, I mean.
All right. Well, we have to talk about sex toys for at least 3 hours. So.
Okay.
Are you aware there's a product in the sex toy world of a rubber fist? For people that can't find anyone that wants to shove their fist up their ass, they have to kind of sit there and do it themselves?
It's more for you only have you and one other person, and they've already got their other two fists taken. So you got to get a third
so
one.
So it's
there.
Really you and two other people.
And it's just, oh, there's no fists left for me.
I'm trying to remember the movie where... Oh, I think it was that new movie Neighbors with Seth Rogen. Oh,
okay, and I haven't seen it.
They were like sword fighting with
rubber fists?
Rubber fists, yeah.
That's so disturbing, like, that they had, like, multiple fists.
Yeah. I think they had like a whole chest of them or something. Because the Zac Efron is from a fraternity.
Yeah. Well, I'm familiar with the premise.
Well, I mean, because in, you know, fraternities, they got to rape a lot of people, so they had to have a whole bunch of them.
They don't have to, Sean. They don't have to.
No,
they
it's in the bylaws. It's in the bylaws. I assume that, since that's what the fucking do all the time.
Right. I love that only in porn could make somebody think that a baseball bat could be used for anything other than a game of baseball.
Okay, so I have two things to say about that. One, as I actually was doing some research for the topic, and I came across a video of a baseball bat penetration.
If you show me this goddamn video.
No, I actually didn't even... I didn't even click on it because to me, it's one thing that it's a horse going in a guy's ass.
I would think shoving a baseball bat in somebody wouldn't be fun to... I think it would be very clinical they do it.
I couldn't.
Okay, we're expanding now to 7 centimeters. Okay, honey?
And I'm not going to name names, and I only bring this up because you did.
What?
There was something that happened in high school to a particular person
uh-huh.
that was supposedly of that nature.
They had a baseball bat shoved up there?
And it was when they were...
Male or female?
Well,
both?
No. female, but yeah, okay. they were done without their knowledge kind of thing. This was like a very kind of sick... Yeah.
So the story, the urban myth goes that this person had a baseball bat shoved inside of them
while they were drunk,
and they didn't know that a baseball bat was being shoved in them.
No, I assume not.
Because that's one of those things I think you'd notice, no matter how drunk or fucked up you are.
I mean, if you're passed out, I assume not. I mean,
I don't think anybody on the planet can be that passed out, man.
But anyway, I digress. I just wanted to mention that that was the possibility. But
I love that sex toys are now sold on television, like as part of an infomercial.
Oh, and, but the way they couch it is very like discreet.
Yeah. Well, did you ever see this one that came on late night? And it was a regular show. It was this little old lady that all she talked about, and it wasn't Dr. Ruth, it was like this old lady that I don't know who the fuck she is, talking about sex and selling sex toys. Mm-hmm. And it was disturbing. Like this one here, this one, this one, it stimulates both the vagina, the anus, and the clitoris all at the same time. Hold on to your hats, ladies.
And it also gives you a back rub.
Yeah. I mean, it's the bee's knees. I thought of this design back in 1945, and once we beat old Addie Hitler.
When Harry S. Truman was putting his Harry S. Truman inside of me.
I'm the one that made FDR's legs all wobbly by letting him shove all kinds of things
in
me.
Well, we know it wasn't that Eleanor.
No.
you seen, what was it, Wedding Crashers? Where the old woman...
Yeah, I didn't really care
for
it.
You know, she passed away recently. I was so sad.
Who, Eleanor Roosevelt?
No, the old woman in the movie.
Oh, anyway. Wedding Crashers? I don't know Wedding Crashers that well. I don't know.
That's a great fucking movie. Fuck you.
Ugh. I will say, do real girls count as toys? Grown-up toys? Adult toys?
I mean, if you can buy them and do whatever you want with them, so maybe.
You can dance with them. You know what? It's my... All a real girl doll is my buddy for lonely old men.
Oh! I misunderstood what you were saying. I didn't know you were talking about, like, a real person doll. I thought you meant, like, a real woman.
Person?
Yeah.
Oh.
I was like, dude, you were going down a weird path here.
No. I'm not talking about, like, sex trafficking.
Okay.
No. Real girl. No, not a real girl. Real girl.
There was a great porn that I saw that was where this guy ordered, like, a...
Woman.
Woman. But it was like an android, but obviously not an android.
Dude. Sex robots become a thing. Our population dies. We become an extinct species. As soon as a well-made sex robot happens, we are done. We will not reproduce ever again.
Possibly.
Because could you imagine if you could program something to have sex with you and that they like to do things that you like to do too, both in the bedroom and in life? Like...
Well, no, what would be the worst thing is if you had one of those that literally would do anything, and you came up with something that it actually wouldn't allow you to do.
Oh.
That is against my programming.
Like take human life?
I was talking sexual, like...
Sex robot. Take human life with sex. Fuck them to death.
Like if you shit out a log, and it went through liquid nitrogen and then into her vagina at the same time.
What?
It became a frozen dildo on the way out. I know.
What kind of dystopian future are you imagining for our holes and our dicks and shit? No pun intended, but apparently I never thought I'd say no, with dicks and shit. And then everything I'd be like,
okay,
no
so here's pun the, intended. Here's the thing. Like, I always try to think of what's the worst thing you can come up with in your brain. And I always have to top myself. And so far, that is one of the worst things sexually that I can think of. But the funny part about it is when I was a kid, Steve would used to... what are you telling me to stop?
Sorry, I'm just thinking.
Did you make shit it, yourself?
No, what would make it even worse is if your sex robot was into plating without the plate and you shit on it and it froze the turd into a thing. What if that's how they made Mr. Potato Head in the future?
Mr. Potato? Don't you mean Mr. Hanky?
Mr. Potato Head has changed. We have sex robots. It's a whole new world. Mr. Potato Head is now a GMO-created potato-looking thing.
It's all lumpy and shit.
Yeah.
He's got cancer and he smokes cigars. Like, he smokes like a 3-pack of cigarettes a day.
Let me tell you something, kid. I know you want to take these eyes. I'll fucking cut you.
You're not putting them on that other fucking doll.
And you keep that Mrs. Potato Head cunt in the box today. I can't put up with any more of her shit.
Unless yeah. that bitch is making me a sandwich.
Yeah, I put my arm in Barbie. Well, so what? We're consenting adults.
Yes, sure, I gave her a hole.
Yeah. All right, now here's 10...
Because she didn't have one before. So I gave her one.
Now here's $10. Be a good kid.
Okay. Roll along. Give me some more menthol.
Mr. Potato Head is a broken down 50-year-old man. Oh, Christ.
Speaking of broken down, there's a Family Guy sketch with the Monopoly guy, and he's all fucking broken shit.
Well, that's the show. If you don't understand how an episode about toys could turn into a smut-filled conversation about sex toys and masturbation, then, I don't think you've ever listened to the show. We release new episodes every Monday and Wednesday, and we try to have a bonus episode on Tuesdays if possible. Thank you guys so much for the support. We're going to keep making them as long as you keep listening to them. I know I say it. I've been saying it the last several episodes, and I'm going to keep saying it. Contact the show at Facebook, www.facebook.com/OKFairEnough. Follow us on Twitter at OKFairEnoughPod, and contact us by email at OKFairEnoughPodcast@gmail.com. Ask us a question, suggest a topic, start a conversation. We'd love to hear from you. Please rate, subscribe, and review our show on iTunes. We can also be streamed and downloaded at OKFairEnoughPodcast.podbean.com. And we're also available on the Podbean and Stitcher apps. I believe they are both available for iPhone and Android. Thanks so much for listening, guys. And on Wednesday, we have an episode coming to you about masturbation. Yep, it's coming. Thanks, guys. Have a good one.